Good morning. This is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Now is Christmas, and Christmas is a favorite time, of course, both here in the United States, but also in Denmark. In fact, I would invite you to stop by the museum sometime during this Christmas season to see our exhibit, The Faces of Copenhagen. A delightful part of that exhibit is a video showing Christmas in Copenhagen, and that's always fun to see the sights all decked out in Christmas decorations, to hear the music, and to observe the food and drink being eaten, because Christmas in Denmark is about getting together and celebrating one another, and it usually involves some food, some coffee, some drink, and that only lends itself to the festive occasion. When I was teaching in Denmark, I also came to appreciate how song is a part of the Christmas season. I taught at the Ribe Katedralskole, one of the schools dating back to the Middle Ages. And in fact, in the town, the bishop seat of Ribe, lived a man, Hans Brorsen, in the 16th and 17th century. His name was Hans Brorsen, lived from 1694 to 1764, so mostly in the 18th century, although he was born in the 17th century. His song captures, I think, something of the Christmas spirit. I'm not going to sing it for you, but the words carry the meaning. Thy little ones, O Savior dear, to thee in Bethlehem draw near. Enlighten us in soul and mind, that we the way to thee may find. We hasten thee with songs to greet, and humbly bow before thy feet. O sacred hour, O blessed night, when thou wert born our soul's delight. And of course, it is Christmas is a season for children. In fact, we may all become children at that time. I know that as a child, I anticipated Christmas. I observed our children and now our grandchildren anticipating Christmas. And those Christmas songs are an important part of the way we in our family celebrate Christmas, but also Danes. For every morning in the schools, there is morning song, and so the young Danish students learn these songs and sing them with real gusto. A second Christmas carol that I wanted to share with you is by the famous Danish writer N.F.S. Grundtvig, and many of you know about Grundtvig, the founder of the folk high schools, and that's our link to the Elkhorn Folk High School, which was, of course, the first Danish-American folk high school in this country. He was a noted poet and hymn writer as well, and his Christmas carol, The Happy Christmas Comes Once More, again captures that spirit of anticipation that we all feel in this Advent season as we anticipate Christmas. Here's his Christmas carol. The happy Christmas comes once more. The heavenly guest is at the door. The blessed words, the shepherd's thrill, the joyous tidings, peace, goodwill. To David's city let us fly, where angels sing beneath the sky. Through plain and village pressing near, and news from God with shepherds hear. And then the closing verse of a rather long carol, Come, Jesus, glorious heavenly guest, keep thine own Christmas in our breast. Then David's harp string hushed so long shall swell our jubilee of song. We at the Danish Immigrant Museum hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And again, we invite you to stop by the museum to see our exhibit, The Faces of Copenhagen, and to share just a little bit of a Danish Christmas joy as you anticipate the Christmas season. Thank you so much.